The construction of new multi-use trails on the city's west side and the planned revamp of Heritage Park in the Mission area are two high-cost projects City Council may decide to postpone until at least next year. On October 24, the city released its draft 2023 budget, which, besides including a proposed 4.6% tax increase, also includes a list of 16 growth capital projects administration recommends council defer. The 16 projects come with a combined price tag of $9 million in 2023 spending, but just two projects account for over half of that cost. In an interview, Cown. Sheena Hughes said the city doesn't have room in the capital fund to move the 16 projects forward. We don't have the money to do it now unless we start taking on a lot more debt, and we're already increasing our debt noticeably every year, Hughes said. When you have limited funds, you have to go on necessities only. Hughes also said she wasn't surprised to see any of the charters included in the draft list of unfunded projects, as every capital project put forward to council is analyzed through a prioritization matrix to determine which projects need to be funded or considered before others. The reality is you can't do everything that's on a plan, you have to prioritize, Hughes said. Similarly, Cown. Shelley Biermanski told the Gazette that she was pleased to see administration's focus on reducing next year's property tax increase by recommending that many projects be postponed until at least 2024. I think that it's important for us to reflect that we're at a time right now where a lot of people are struggling, Biermanski said. Projects can be postponed and hopefully we'll have better financial times in the future and perhaps revisit them then, but I don't think there's anything in the unfunded list that we're in dire need of. Cown. Mike Killick did not respond to the Gazette's interview request for this article. Final decisions on which capital projects the city will fund next year won't be made until after council begins budget deliberations on November 29. 2 kilometers of new trails. One growth opportunity council may decide to postpone until at least 2024 as phase two of the Red Willow Park West construction and the Meadowview project, which entails the construction of 2.1 kilometers of new multi-use trails, as well as the installation of 2 pedestrian bridges. Phase 1 of the project is the work currently being done to Grey Nun's White Spruce Park, which is scheduled to be complete before the end of the year. The trail system and bridges, which the city estimates will take 1 year to complete, will connect Grey Nun's White Spruce Park to the trail system downtown. Pedestrian bridges would be installed at the Riverside Stormwater Management Facility, as well as under the CN Trestle Bridge, according to the project charter included in the draft budget. Increased need for trail connection has occurred due to the Riverside neighborhood build-out continuing at a rapid pace, with over 10,000 residents expected at completion, the draft budget states. Completion of this project also supports meeting the vision of the active transportation strategy for St. Albert, as this area has been identified as a key trail gap for the city. The trail alignment as designed brings pedestrians and cyclists away from street traffic into a highly scenic area, increasing comfort and attractiveness for all trail users. In the draft budget, construction of the trail system was given a price tag of $4,243,100, an increase from the 2022 budget estimate of $3,311,200. City spokesperson Nicole Lynch said in an email that the increased cost estimate is because of global material pricing increases, supply chain cost increases and labor shortages. The city identified a few risks that come with the project's postponement, including safety concerns for people who use the area without proper trails in place, and that environmental and other assessments need to be repeated before construction could start if council decides to fund the project in the 2024 budget. The budget also notes that the city applied for grant funding for construction of the trail system through Infrastructure Canada's Active Transportation Fund. If the city's grant submission is successful, with a decision expected from Infrastructure Canada before the end of the year, up to 60% of the project's cost would be covered, the project charter states. Heritage Park, another project administration included in the list of unfunded capital projects in the draft budget, is Phase 1 of Heritage Park, which is a continuation of the city's functional plan for heritage sites, originally approved in 2010. Phase 1 involves changing the entrance to the heritage site in Mission, which includes the grain elevator, and the construction of an agricultural pavilion and visitor welcome center. This phase of the development of the heritage sites is the continuation of the long-range plan for this unique site. The buildings have all been restored and are open to the public, but the site does not meet its potential as a destination, the draft 2023 project charter reads. In order to make this site a destination within the capital region, it requires improved visitor amenities such as adequate parking facilities, public washrooms, and a new visitor center to greet you as you enter the site. The draft budget states a maintenance yard and storage huts will need to be moved further south on Meadowview Drive to accommodate the pavilion. As well, the project involves building a new maintenance workshop to replace a 1970s trailer currently in use. The Heritage Park Project Charter states that work on Phase 1 would require 3 years. If council was to fund the project in this year's budget, a detailed design would be finished in 2023, while construction of buildings and relocation of the maintenance yard would be finished by 2025. According to the draft budget, the cost for Phase 1 of Heritage Park sits at $1,131,800 for 2023, followed by $5,946,700 in 2024, and $218,900 in 2025. The estimated cost in the draft budget is again significantly higher than the estimate in last year's budget. In the 2022 budget, the cost was estimated to be $980,000 in 2023, followed by $6,740,700 in 2024, and another $800,000 in 2025. Fire Hall Security System. One of the least expensive capital growth projects included on the unfunded list in the 2023 draft budget is $45,000 in one-time spending to install a security system at Fire Hall No. 2, which currently doesn't have one. This project will include the installation of a security access system, the installation of security cameras, and a public blue safety phone on the exterior of the building, the project charter reads. A security access system will replace the need for re-keying of the building door locks, thereby reducing ongoing locksmith expenses. The proposed security cameras will be used to monitor and protect the areas on the exterior, including staff parking. Residents and businesses have until November 10 to visit conversation.st.albert.ca to give feedback on the proposed 2023 budget.